Today's topic, I want to jump right into it. It's called the non-factor. The non-factor. I want you to think about that word, N-O-N, that prefix that typically carries a negative connotation. If somebody says non-existent, then you know that you're talking about something that doesn't exist or that's unrealistic. When you hear the word non, most of the time, it means something that most people run away from. We always like words that are positive, and we tend to shy away from any that have the negative connotations that we see with a word like non. But I want to make an argument today that you, and everyone like you, everyone with your ambition, everyone with your drive, is a non-factor, N-O-N. Obviously, I want to communicate what that means in this context, because first of all, we are non-conformists. A nonconformist is just someone who desires to blaze their own trail, someone who decides to go in their own direction, someone looking to do something that's never been done before. It's not a lot of us in the world. Remember, 90% of American people go to a job every day and they follow that status quo. It's the nonconformist, however, who is the driver of the U.S. economy and the world economy. It's that small percentage of Americans who say, why do we have to do it this way? I want to be different. That's the non-factor that makes us unique in this business environment. Most people, like I said, follow the status quo. And if you've been on these calls at any length of time, you know that I love acronyms. And my acronym for QUO is simply the quitter, the unhappy, and the overwhelmed. The quitter, the unhappy, and the overwhelmed. The people who in their life may have had great dreams and ambitions at one point, and at some point they gave up on their dreams. They became content with going to the office every day, working for a company that they were not crazy about, selling a product they didn't like, doing a job they never went to college or never got any training to formally do. They're just there. They're in that rut, and they've given up on any possibility or of any hope. That's the quote. Then they're unhappy. Think about it. The research studies show that 8 out of every 10 persons who are working on a traditional 9-to-5 job are not happy. If you want to challenge it, I guarantee you, when you go to any large event, whether it be a family reunion, a church function, a networking event where there are people who are working 9-to-5 jobs, ask them how happy they are with what they do every day on a scale of 1 to 10 and see what results you get back. They're following the status quo. And then so many are overwhelmed. The speed of life has overwhelmed them. It seems as if they don't have enough time to do the things they want to do, to go the places they want to go, to even spend the family time with their family that they like to spend. They're following that status quo. That's not the quo for the nonconformer. On the contrary, my friends, it's not what defines you or me. Our job is to be that nonconformist. When I think about that status quo, I have to communicate it just a moment, because again, you have to know who you're going to come in contact with on a regular basis so that we know how to market to that group effectively. For example, there was a research study conducted many years ago, you may have heard of it, where the scientists placed 5 monkeys in a laboratory room and they placed a ladder inside the room. At the very top of this tall ladder was a bushel of bananas. Well, those 5 monkeys were there, and of course one of the monkeys ran toward the ladder, and as soon as he touched the ladder, cold water hit all the other monkeys. I mean, freezing cold water hit every single monkey, and now all of a sudden they were afraid to go to the ladder. Well, they clean the room up, they take one of the original monkeys out, and then they put a monkey in that had never been hit with any cold water. That monkey walks toward the ladder, and the other 4 monkeys beat him up. And every time he walks toward the ladder, they beat him up. Well, the scientists remove another original monkey, and they replace him with a monkey that had never knew anything about the cold water. And guess what? That monkey instinctively ran toward that ladder, and now the other 4 beat him up, including the one that got beat up and didn't even know why he was getting beat up. By the time the scientific study was over, there were 5 monkeys who never got hit with the cold water. They were beating each other up every time somebody went toward that bushel of bananas, and neither of the monkeys knew why. That's the example of the status quo. There are people that are doing something and they may beat you up for your desire, your commitment, your drive to want to be a nonconformist. They don't even know why they're doing it. They just know that they've been doing the same thing forever, and that's killing the dreams of other people they've been around for so many years. That's the reason why we are special as nonconformists. Let's talk about what that nonconformist means and how we outline this nonconformist message. First of all, that non says that what we do is noticeable. Yes, we're noticeable. When you show up in a room, people know who you are because you speak differently, you communicate differently, you have different ambitions and a different drive. Wherever you go in public, because of your desire to be an entrepreneur, you are noticeable. It doesn't take long to find the person who's happy with what they do. Remember, 8 out of 10 people hate what they do. So when you go into an environment and you're excited about what you do, you're noticeable. You're talking about the company you promote. You're talking about the products and the services. You're not afraid to communicate how they're making you feel every day. You're excited about it, and that nonconformist first is recognized by his noticeability. That's the person that everyone wants to strive to be like. My friends, I would challenge you to recognize that others are paying attention to you, whether you recognize it or not or realize it or not. Every day you wake up in the morning, realize that you are the Pegasus, the unicorn, that one-of-a-kind individual that most of your friends will never ever come in contact with another you just like you. So I challenge you to embrace the fact that your message, that you are noticeable. The other thing is your objective. The nonconformist is goal oriented. They don't care about how much time it takes to complete a task. They're not punching a clock. They don't care if it takes them 3 hours, 10 hours, or 20 hours. They don't care if it takes them a few weeks, a few months, or a few years. That nonconformist is an objective thinker with an objective mindset. That it's not personal. It's all business. They've got a goal in their mind. They've got something they want to accomplish, and they're striving for that goal every day. It doesn't matter who you were in favor of during the recent elections. You've got to appreciate and admire the drive these individuals had, both of the candidates, to go out and campaign day in and day out and work hard as they could to rally the supporters, to get the voters out, to have record numbers show up at the polls. Those are objective qualities of the nonconformist. There's someone that focuses on the goals. And every day you turned on the television, somebody was at a rally somewhere, somebody was at a meeting somewhere, somebody was holding a press conference. They had the goals and the mission on their mind. They had a clarity of focus, and every day they woke up, they worked to accomplish that goal. Now, at the end of the day, that's what we are doing. Every day we wake up, we've got a goal in our mind. We've got an objective in our mind. There is something about us that we want to go out and get exactly what we're shooting for. We're objective. That last N in our NON acronym is real simple. We're nice. We're the nicest people you ever want to meet. Why are we so nice? Because we love what we do. We love who we work with. We love the fact that we get the opportunity to write our own paychecks. We love what we do. Nobody should be nicer than you. If you're a true nonconformist, and everybody likes you, they like you because you have the happiest life in the world. They like you because you treat people like they deserve to be treated and like you'd want to be treated yourself. And you recognize that every person has the opportunity to do what you do. That's what makes you so nice. You want to help everybody because helping them helps you and helping them helps them. That's the key, and that's one of the things that everybody says about any successful entrepreneur. He's Mr. Nice Guy. Everybody wants to be around him. The true nonconformist is not a deviant to society. He's not someone that's an outcast. On the contrary, he's someone everybody loves. He's the life of the party. He's the person that everybody wants to be around. He's that guy. You're that guy. You're that girl that when you wake up in the day, no one should ever hear you complain. Why? Complain about what? There's nothing to complain about. Every day we get a chance to write our own tickets, to change our destinies, to bring our futures closer to our present every single day, which is the reason why we should always be happy. We're not on our way to a job we don't like. We're not working with people we can't stand. We're excited and we're excited about everything that has to do with life, even the downs that are not as down as we like to make them seem. And we, of course, we enjoy the ups, but we also enjoy others coming up with us. So if we are true nonconformists, we should be identified by three qualities. We should be noticeable, objective, and we should be nice. Now, the nonconformist also is nonconforming in this area. I call it the three M's. One, his message does not conform. He's not telling someone to trade time for dollars. He's telling somebody to trade effort for dollars. He's not out for number one. He's out for everyone. His message is a message of hope and optimism. When you're communicating with people about the business opportunity, make sure that you keep in your mind that your message should not be like every other message you've ever heard in your life. No, that message should not be centered around just, hey, man, we're going to get paid more. Our comp plan is better. No, no. The message should be, listen, our goal is to elevate a society and a community. Our goal is to do something life-changing. Our goal is to make sure we never look back once we take this journey. Our goal is to make sure that we maximize this opportunity no matter what the comp plan says or the people. We're going to go forward and we're going to give it everything we've got no matter what. And that's the key. The message should be a non-conformist message. It shouldn't sound like everybody else's message. The other thing is the method should be different. That's one of the things I enjoy about these recorded calls on Saturday, about the podcasts that come out, is the method of connecting with people should be a non-conformist message. It means that yes, in addition to using social media, in addition to the emails, in addition to the phone calls, every now and then you just might send someone a letter. You may write them a personal note and say, I have you on my mind today and I've got a way that your life can change. You need to call me. That method must be a different and unique and innovative method. We use all these social media components now. What if you had a Snapchat that you hit a little 14-second video and you sent it to a friend and said, listen, I really need everyone to visit xyz.com. Go there right now. I've got something for you. Well, again, that nonconformist method is a way that people are attracted. Everyone loves a trailblazer. Everyone loves somebody that does it differently, that defies the odds, that uses a new method, and the new method works. Remember when all we had was cars that ran on ethyl gasoline? You don't even hear the word ethyl gasoline anymore. Now we've got unleaded gas. And guess what? You remember, we all can remember, we're still living in the era of unleaded gas. But guess what? Now they've got electric cars. And now in several different cities and states across the country, there are self-driving cars that don't even need a driver to operate it. Google has a fleet of them. Why is that so innovative? It's a non-conformist method. I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to be creative about the way you can attract people, the way you can connect with people. We have great minds for a reason. We come up with ideas for a reason. If you've ever watched a cartoon, you see the light bulb go off above someone's head when they've got a great idea. Well, I challenge you that when you begin to think about ways to do stuff differently, a light bulb will go off. And your way may be different from somebody else's way, but great. It's a non-conformist method. Think of the methods that attract people, because someone's going to discover a method that changes all other methods. It always happens. In a minute, we may see all cars that are electric or self-driving, because one great method will make everybody else try to get in line and quote unquote conform to that method. The final component in our 3M technique is the motives. We're not just non-conformists in our message and in our methods. We're also nonconformists in our motives. In our hearts, we want everybody around us to succeed. Yes, we want to win, and we want to win big. We want to win, and we want to win for our families. We want to win for our neighbors. We want to win for our loved ones. We want to win for so many reasons, but all those reasons are great reasons. There is absolutely nothing wrong with saying, I just want to be rich. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a noble ambition. There's nothing wrong with it. And whatever you do with those riches that is responsible is a great thing. At the end of the day, when you think about the nonconformist motives, most people don't wake up in the morning with a motive to be financially free. If they did, they do more than go to a 9-to-5 job, because a 9-to-5 job doesn't make them financially free. Our motive is so we can change the world by changing our lives first. The very best way to help somebody else is by becoming rich ourselves. As we excel and advance and grow in prosperity, then we have the ability to help somebody else along the way and show them what we've done. I say it all the time. If the motive is right and the method is nonconformist and the message is as well, there is no limit to what we can accomplish. My friends and neighbors, I know that you may have never thought thought of yourself as a non-factor, I want you to think of yourself as a non-factor going forward. You are a non-conformist. You're noticeable, you're objective, and you're nice. Your message is non-conformist, your methods are non-conformist, and your motives are non-conformist, and that's all a good thing. You are the exception and not the rule. You're in the minority, not the majority. And you know what? In this instance, that's okay. My friends, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. I hope this was a valuable lesson to you. Remember, I say it all the time, whether you're running your business full time or part time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and I appreciate the time you've taken on this call. Have a great day.